Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Josh Harrison from the other day. This intrigued the heck out of me.
I look around the league. I see other guys that crowd the plate more than me. Why am I the one to get hit? Get it, you got to throw in, but I think there could be something to it. You can see over the past couple months, the numbers declined a little bit as far as me being hit. But you get hit 23 times. I don't like to say it, but, you know, unfortunately, something may happen. And, you know, unfortunately, the 23rd one got me.
I know you and Ron talked about this a little yesterday because I was driving in my car and heard you, Jim. But you do have to wonder, like, why him? Why did he get hit so many times? He's not over the strike zone like
Rizzo.
Turner or Rizzo or somebody like that.
Rizzo's next at 21.
But Turner, and there's a couple guys that are way out over. That's a strike if you throw the baseball there.
Yes, if the guy left his hands there. And by the way, if you hit a guy like that, technically, you can still call it a strike. You don't have to award the guy first base, like Tabata.
I hate it because how much I like seeing that guy play, you know, and it stinks for him that that's the end of a season like that. It really does. How about this? You know, they had a great event on Friday night that we went to. They had a pediatric cancer awareness thing. Yeah. You see the umpires wearing yellow wristbands. The players had bands and everything. We went down on the field before the game, and I'll tell people because they wouldn't have seen this and the cameras didn't get it or anything. So we're walking through the tunnel, like the players' tunnel, up the steps to go through the tunnel to get to our seats. And a bunch of other kids had gone up out of ahead of us. And, of course, my daughter is talking to Robbie Ince Mikowski. You know, so we're like laying
back.
She's
trying to get on TV. Yeah,
well, she's talking to Robbie in the seats because she likes him and whatever. She sees him on TV. And so we're walking up and the Pirates clubhouse door opens. And we're like the only people left. We're in the back of the line. And I hear, hey, hey, hey. And I turn, and he goes, not you, you. And it's Josh Harrison. And he's saying, not me. He's saying to my daughter. And I'm thinking, oh. She goes, hey, what's going on? Like she's her friend, whatever. And he goes to somebody at Bat Boy or whatever. He goes, can you go get a Sharpie? And I'm thinking, oh. And he comes over to my daughter. And I'll tell you, this is something that'll resonate with me forever. He says, I give my autograph to people all the time. I want your autograph on my shoes. And he had these bright white shoes on. Somebody brings a Sharpie. And for Friday night's game, there she is kneeling down in the tunnel. And she writes her name real big on the right on the top of his shoes. On the first one, she does. And then the second one, he goes, no, sign both. She writes it real big and then hands him back the Sharpie. And I'm thinking, like, I don't know how even... you know, thought of that. I know some of the players around the league were doing that with different things, but, you know, she wasn't going to ask him for his autograph or anything. She just knows him as Josh Harrison. But what a cool thing to do.
And yeah, what a special moment.
Yeah. And then he's going to give them to her. But to think like, he said, I sign autographs all the time. I want your autograph. And I was just blown away by Josh Harrison. And he's not the only member of the organization that's great like that, but what a guy.
Mm-hmm.
What a guy. And back to where we are with the story, to see anybody's season end like that, but to see a guy who has such enthusiasm for the game and for fans. I know the season's not going the way the Pirates want, but it's...
No matter what the record is, he's still someone that shows up every day as if they're in first and plays like it.
Every single day. And it stinks for him. There's no rhyme or reason, though, Jim, why he got hit that many times.
I don't know. And like you said, it slowed down after the All-Star break. Because it was like 17 or 18 before the, whatever it was, he was on pace for over 30 getting hit. And it's just, it's unfortunate. But I also can't see him charging the mound.
No, not at all.
But something might happen.
If he did, I'd get out of his way, though. He's not real big, but he's
not gonna let you
tough as can be.
Oh, he's got those big brothers that used to beat up on him.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.